Hello, everyone, and welcome to SearchOracle.com's podcast series. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli, and joining me today is Chris Leone, Oracle's Group Vice President of Application Strategy. And today we're going to talk about governance, risk, and compliance, and what Oracle is doing in that area. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
It is a pleasure to be here, Mark.
Really appreciate it. Let's just start off with some basic definitions. I'd like to ask you, how does Oracle define GRC and GRC management?
Sure. Let me just spend a few minutes on that. Oracle really believes that governance, risk, and compliance management is a set of related functions with what we'll call common activities that really are best approached in a overall comprehensive way, really, and delivered in an integrated fashion. But let me start by defining the components of governance, risk, and compliance. So governance is really about authorizing the strategic directives for an organization to follow. Risk management, which is the second component, is really looking at the areas of exposure and the potential impacts of that exposure within your organization. And compliance is really what we'll call the tactical action to mitigate that risk for a company. So in simplistic terms, GRC is about managing multiple roles or having multiple roles within the organization working together in an orchestrated or common way to bring a enterprise view across governance, risk, and compliance activities throughout an organization.
So it's about bringing everything together then?
Yeah, it really is about bringing all governance, risk, and related activities together to provide what we'll call sustainability, consistency of approach, and really transparency across all the governance, risk, and compliance processes within an organization.
Great. And what is Oracle doing in GRC today?
So from a macro perspective, Oracle has been focused on GRC for many years, and we focus on it across all of our lines of business. So we have capabilities in our database. We have a lot of capabilities in our middleware or the infrastructure part of our governance, risk, and compliance solutions around identity management and content management and records retention. And on the application side as well, and I'll focus mostly on the application side. So in the application side of our business, we have something called Governance, Risk, and Compliance Manager, which is really about helping organizations orchestrate and manage their compliance processes across their enterprise, really helping them to identify risks, document mitigating controls, and really automate the broader audit management processes. We also focus in a couple areas around controls. So we help organizations around access controls, which is making sure that the right people within the organization have access to the right components of our application. So we can help manage things like segregation of duties, making sure that the roles are very distinct. So there's safety and organizations are in compliance with mandates such as Sarbanes-Oxley. We also support configuration controls, setup controls. And then finally, we deliver what I'll call GRC diagnostics, which is really about bringing intelligence and reporting information together in a single place to really provide an enterprise view or enterprise visibility of GRC information.
I'm curious, in your experience in general, would you say, how far along are companies in their compliance efforts, and what are the challenges that remain out there?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think some of the major challenges that organizations have been focused on and have been and where we've heard compliance mostly is around Sarbanes-Oxley, but in reality, the changes in audit practices and regulatory requirements locally and globally are impacting organizations to really drive down the cost and managing these activities. The second area or challenge is managing risk and compliance information from the many systems that organizations have within their organization is difficult. So where are companies at in their roadmap, or how are they addressing these challenges? First, many organizations were hit somewhat by surprise for some of the mandates such as Sarbanes-Oxley, so they've taken a very piecemeal approach to handling record retention issues, security issues, SOX, of financial compliance and financial risk issues. And so organizations have done a good job in getting solutions in place, but they haven't really lowered their overall costs as it relates to their compliance initiatives because they've taken really a siloed or a more of a tactical approach. And so I think, you know, organizations are in, you know, phase one of really dealing with all of the compliance initiatives that they need to focus on and having a sustainable and cost-effective way to manage all of the initiatives, both today and having the flexibility to adapt and take on additional, you know, compliance initiatives or mandates as they come.
To what degree does effective GRC policy hinge on IT purchases versus corporate policies and practices, would you say?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think that you know, we really feel that there is definitely a high degree of correlation that exists between the purchase and deployment of GRC applications that an organization makes and its ability to enable an environment that provides an effective and efficient enforcement of corporate policies and practices. And the reason this is, it's really due to the complexities in the overall GRC processes. And those complexities really kind of manifest themselves in what I'll call kind of four kind of dimensions within an organization. First is the number of mandates that an organization is really asked to deal with and comply with. Some of those mandates are just good corporate governance, things that the organizations themselves puts on the company, like, you know, code of ethics and those types of mandates that are put upon the organization that are non-voluntary, that are externally enforced, such as Sarbanes-Oxley. The second is what, you know, second dimension is really what I would refer to as the different, you know, geographies or regions that an organization needs to deal with. So they need to be able to respond to the local demands and the global demands of, you know, these policies within an organization. And really, the complexity manifests itself in technology. There are technology underpinnings throughout an organization, and it is just a really, really difficult environment to understand and bring together all the technologies to support some of the GRC initiatives. And people, I mean, you have to deal with different departments, and, you know, there's a lot of silos of information. So bringing together all of these dimensions and aligning them is difficult from an organization perspective, so that's where processes come into place, and software can help manage these complexities by providing, you know, some ability to understand the different initiatives across geographies and technologies and people, providing that visibility in applications that can be delivered. So really, it is kind of a combination of process enablement and application technology that can help solve these solutions.
So it sounds like people have to strike a delicate balance out there.
Exactly.
What would you say is a typical roadmap for building out an enterprise-wide GRC solution?
So organizations must automate critical processes such as documentation assessment and testing. They need to make sure they have the right remediation practices in place and, you know, make sure that they're they have the right certification processes in place. Also, in order to contain costs, organizations now can take a much more risk-based approach to their efforts so that they really only focus on the processes and controls that are subject to what we'd say heightened risk or risks that are very material within their organization. So from a roadmap perspective, I really like to look at it from a process perspective, what organizations need to do first. So first, they need to have the proper documentation in place. So they need to have the ability to support multiple frameworks and leverage capabilities such as, you know, content management capabilities to support the multiple mandates that they need to deal with within their organization. They need to have the ability to provide proper assessments, so to support risk assessments and utilizing capabilities like surveys and the ability to look at risk assessments and scoping audit engagements. They also need to have the ability to analyze and really understand when exceptions are found. They need to have the ability to notify the appropriate, you know, people or personnel of the potential violations that need to be investigated. And they need to be able to respond to each control violation and really take it on in a case-by-case basis so they can track the resolution and through the proper, you know, put in the proper remediation and retesting if a control violation is really found. And then finally, they need to be able to certify their results, and they need to take a what I would call a hierarchical approach to these certification processes to ensure that the appropriate process owners sign off in their respective areas. So I look at it from a process perspective. This is what organizations need to do to comply with any mandate that is imposed upon them.
Oracle says its GRC platform helps provide users with an evolving roadmap for embedding control, security, and accountability. I'm just wondering, what do you mean by evolving roadmap?
Yeah, it's important, and we talk about evolving roadmap because organizations need to have the ability and need to have some flexibility in managing the multiple compliance initiatives within their organization. So what I mean by that is many organizations focused on their dealing with SOX 302 and 404, and then they moved on to looking at areas like IT governance and managing record retention issues. So an evolving roadmap is organizations are going to be challenged with additional mandates that they need to take on over time. So they need to have technology and application capabilities that are extensible in nature and can continue to evolve as the regulatory requirements evolve, as the enforcement of additional mandates come down on these organizations. So they need to be able to have a foundation and a framework in place to take on new initiatives without increasing the cost of doing so.
Oracle recently unveiled a new GRC suite. Could you break down the major components of that?
Sure. Like I've said, Oracle has taken an extremely comprehensive view of looking at governance, risk, and compliance. We have capabilities such as Audit Vault and Database Vault in our database. We have a lot of middleware capabilities, such as identity management, such as robust content management capabilities. But from an application perspective, we really focus on a couple areas. We focus on a controls infrastructure, so we can manage all of the application controls, the configuration controls, handle segregation of duty issues for organizations. We focus on what I'll call the process and documentation capabilities or frameworks that organizations need to comply with to support mandates such as, Sarbanes-Oxley, such as IT governance, and we support all of those types of frameworks. And then finally, we have a diagnostics or intelligence layer that helps bring together all of the information across all of these mandates, so there's visibility and transparency into how an organization is complying with the multiple mandates that they need to comply with.
Oracle acquired Stellant a while back for its focus on GRC, from what I understand, and I'm just wondering how much of this technology in the new GRC suite comes from Stellant and how much comes from Oracle's, own development team?
So it's a good question. So, Stellant is an enterprise-class content management set of technologies or set of capabilities, and we leverage that content management platform to support some of our GRC initiatives around managing the documentation component of supporting a mandate such as Sarbanes-Oxley within an organization. So what I mean by that is an organization needs to go in and document their controls, document their processes, their sub-processes, the controls that they have to comply with mandates such as SOX. They need to look at the risks that they have and document how they're going to mitigate those risks. So we leverage the Stellant platform in order to support the business process capabilities as well as the document management capabilities to help deliver our Governance, Risk, and Compliance Manager application to organizations. Stellant as a technology is also used to handle all of the record retention issues within an organization as well as all of the robust just general content management capabilities that it has. Beyond that, Oracle has developed its own solutions around the whole controls infrastructure, so application controls, configuration controls, setup controls that we have, as well as our diagnostics. So we've packaged up audit reports and best practice reports, as well as governance, risk, and compliance dashboards that have key risk indicators as part of them, and they're really focused on the various roles within an organization. So Stellant is really kind of our document management platform that we leverage within our suite of applications, but we've extended that and have built out a whole controls infrastructure as well as a set of GRC diagnostics that really, you know, bring together information across all of the compliance initiatives within an organization.
Okay, last question for you, Chris, and it's a pretty simple one. I'm just wondering, where do you see Oracle and GRC going in the future?
Oracle will continue to invest in GRC. Again, like I talked about earlier in our conversation, we've been, you know, playing in this space and investing in this space across all of our lines of business for many years. We will continue to invest around providing additional, what we'll call control frameworks, so supporting more risk-based approaches, and we'll look at the different industries. So we already have some initiatives started in financial services, so we'll take much more of an industry perspective as we begin to extend our compliance initiatives into the risk management area. So financial services is another target for us. We'll also continue to invest in what I'll call active controls and transaction monitoring. So helping organizations continue to manage their compliance initiatives, manage areas like segregation of duties, but also take a much more performance management approach. So not only can we help organizations make sure that they're in compliance, we can help make their business processes more performant with some of the transaction monitoring capabilities that we'll be delivering as we go forward. So really, as we look to the future, it's going to be focused on GRC for industries, and second, it's going to be extended into how we can help organizations perform better, just generally speaking, within their organization by extending some of the transaction monitoring capabilities that we have today so they can better optimize their business processes in their organization.
Excellent. Chris, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Great. And for all you listeners out there, if you're interested in learning more about governance, risk, and compliance, you can always point your browsers to searchoracle.com. Check out our news page. Check out our tips. We have podcasts, everything you need. And we'll talk to you again in the future. Thanks.